Good afternoon. You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 897. My name is Max. We're on the first hour of episode 897. We start with new music from Charles Wuorinen, a piece called Alphabetical Ashbury. And many composers, notably Roger Reynolds, have used John Ashbery's poems as settings for their music, and Alphabetical Ashbury uses four poems from Ashbery's collection called Planisphere. Alcove, The Burning Candle, You Haven't Received the Letters Yet, and Zero Percentage. This comes from Charles Wuorinen in Volume 3, released on Bridge Records. 2013 composition performed here by a wind quintet called Load Bang, featuring Jeffrey Gavitt as your as the baritone voice. We'll follow this with John Ashbery himself reading three more poems from Planisphere: Structures on Sand, Working Overtime, and Image Problem. Poetry recorded at the New York Review of Books, February 21st, 2009. And blend with Stefan Volpi and Drei Kleinere Kanons, or Three Smaller Canons, to end the set. This is the longest piece, four parts, Alcove, The Burning Candle, You Haven't Received the Letters Yet, and Zero Percentage. Music from Charles Wuorinen, Alphabetical Ashbury, new on Bridge Records. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 897, hour number one. The Martian Gardens blog for complete playlists and other information is martiangardens.blog.
Say that for it. And should further seasons coagulate into years like spilt, dried paint, why, who's to say we weren't provident? We indeed looked out for others as though they mattered, and they, catching the spirit, came home with us, spent the night in an alcove from which their breathing could be heard clearly. But it's not over yet. Terrible incidents happen daily. Thank you. That's what makes me feel that way, a brief departure from the truth, rejoining it up ahead. Nothing to tell, really. We grew up inside it. I was dead wrong about that. What the burning candle knew, confided only to a few intimates. Then it was off again, meaning on. Arguably, upstate, one of our business noses discerned the flare, realized in a flash what the consequences were. Took the necessary measures slowly. Then we all knew what the awful thing would turn out to be. How it would stay, only briskly leaving not much of a souvenir behind. Every face is that of a dinner guest. Your generation doesn't have the propensity to figure out light. It needs what it has. Colorful costumes, a large sandwich, a forgotten elegance. It won't get better after this. Not looking presidential is what it boils down to. I told you to keep the pictures under your belt. If this room has no context, we were here once before, that we can tell. But otherwise, all is madness. And hushed compliance. The dog goes along the wall. It has finished for the day. Other tropes slow us. action is a glimmer at the edge of a well. We saw and thought so many things, couldn't explain them even to witnesses.
Structures in sand. They still connect. It still connects. The feeling of the middle of the evening as it is overtaken by its sides, and then everything must be taken up and washed and put back together again. Why is that so? True happiness, which we can't have while we are close to believing in it, ordains it, depends on life that ends. Do you have enough to refer the thing on this thing of many spirits and cartoons? There was just as much of the world then, but it was distributed less evenly. Rome was closer than Canossa, the old king dead, dangling from mistletoe. Breeze sends us back to house. Having been warned, we strike the new mission. When are you returning? Working overtime. Where is Rumpelstiltskin when we need him? The glass is low. The bard, weather-wise, who wrote the grand old ballad of Sir Patrick, comes on all queer. Do you hear what's happening outside? These days I bring the horoscope myself. One can't be too careful. A woman runs a terrible risk. What I was going to ask you is, I forgot. A frightened god trims minds. About 14 passengers working overtime by the end of the war restored challenged idées reçues, set things to rights, generated crossover buzz with naked foot stalking my chamber. Image problem. A strayed reveler or two, nothing unusual for this time of year. Zinnia season. Yet one notices the knocking in the walls at more frequent intervals. One's present enemies stir in the evening wind and atypically avoid the dining room. After the big names have grazed the step and moved on, a public silence returns. Let it be the last chapter of Volume 1. Some experts believe we return twice to what intrigued or scared us, that to stay longer is to invite the egg of deceit back to the nest. Still others aver we are in it for what we get out of it, that it is wrong not to play, even when the stakes are spectacularly boring, as they surely are today. The solution may therefore be to narrow the zone of reaction to a pinprick and ignore what went on before, even when we called it life, knowing we could never count on it for comfort or even a reference, the idea being to cut one's losses on the brink of winning. Sure, their market research told them otherwise, and we got factored into whatever profit-taking may be encumbering the horizon now as afternoon looms. We could ignore the warning signs, but should we? Should we all? Perhaps we should.
Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 897, our number one. We just ended with Stefan Volpe, Dreikleiner Cannes, three smaller cannons. We started with Charles Voronin, a piece called Alphabetical Ashbury, featuring the text of the poet John Ashbery from his collection Planisphere. We heard Alcove, The Burning Candle, You Haven't Received the Letters Yet, and Zero Percentage. And Alphabetical Ashbury is included on Charles Voronin Volume 3, newly released on Bridge Records. That piece was performed by the Load Bang Wind Quartet with Jeffrey Gavitt on the vocal portion. That was recorded at Octavian Audio in Yonkers, May 2014, 2013 composition year. We then heard three more poems from Planisphere, John Ashbery himself reading. We heard Structures on Sand, Working Overtime, and Image Problem. These were recorded at the New York Review of Books, February 21st, 2009. And again, we ended with Stefan Volpe and three smaller canons, Lento Montropo, Andante Amabile, and the last one, Allegro Giusto, Epilogue Andante. And that was from Volpe in Jerusalem, released in 2006 by Mode Records, performed by the Ensemble Recherche, conducted by Werner Herbers. Recorded at German Radio Karlsruhe in January of 1992, a 1936 composition by Stefan Volpe, Dreikleiner Cannons, or Three Smaller Cannons. When Charles Voronin founded the Group for Contemporary Music with Joel Krosnick and Harvey Solberger in 1962, the ensemble went on to perform the music of dozens of contemporary music composers, and Stefan Volpe was definitely one of them. Another was Elliot Carter, who we hear also regularly on Martian Gardens. We'll hear one of Elliot Carter's pieces called Night Fantasies. This is a polyrhythmic piece for piano running, 21 minutes. Piano by Stephen Drury, recorded at Jordan Hall, New England Conservatory, July of 1990. Elliot Carter, Night Fantasies. This comes from a CD called Contemporary Piano Music, featuring works by Elliot Carter and John Cage, released in 1991 on Numa Records. Elliot Carter, Night Fantasies. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was music by Elliot Carter. We heard Night Fantasies, a polyrhythmic piano piece performed here by Stephen Drury of the New England Conservatory, recorded at Jordan Hall and New England Conservatory in Boston, July of 1990. This was composed by Elliot Carter in 1980, released on a CD called Contemporary Piano Music. Music by Elliot Carter and John Cage, performed by Stephen Drury, released on Numa Records in 1991. We'll continue with more Elliot Carter and also music from Charles Ives. From Elliot Carter, we'll hear a piece called Figment 2, Remembering Mr. Ives, which includes selections from inspirations drawn directly from the Concord Symphony and Ives's piece Halloween. And this comes from the music of Elliot Carter, Volume 5 on Bridge Records, cello by Fred Sherry. Fred Sherry was another affiliate of the Group for Contemporary Music in the 60s with Charles Warrenin, who we heard at the opening of the program. And we'll also hear another affiliate of the Group for Contemporary Music, Harvey Salberger, and that'll be coming up in the second hour. He'll be conducting a piece by the composer Haya Chernawan. The piece that will follow Elliot Carter's Figment 2, Remembering Mr. Ives, is Charles Ives, a piece called August, from a CD called The Light That Is Felt, Songs of Charles Ives. August was composed in 1920. This features soprano Susan Naruki and pianist Donald Berman. This was recorded at the recital hall at SUNY Purchase in March of 2008, a 1920 composition. After Elliot Carter's August, we'll hear the poet Sarah Teasdale and her poem August Moonrise, read by Gisela Rowe. First, this is Elliot Carter, Figment 2, Remembering Mr. Ives.
Oh, Endless Moonrise by Sarah Teasdale. The sun was gone and the moon was coming over the blue Connecticut hills. The west was rosy, the east was flushed, and over my head the swallows rushed, this way and that, with chainful wills. I heard them twitter and watched them dart, now together and now apart, like dark petals blown from a tree. The maples stamped against the west were black and stately and full of rest, and the hazy orange moon grew up and slowly changed to yellow gold, while the hills were darkened, fold on fold, to a deeper blue than a flower could hold. Down the hill I went, and then I forgot the ways of men, for night scents, heady and damp and cool, wakened ecstasy in me on the brink of a shining pool. O beauty, out of many a cup, you have made me drunken wild ever since I was a child. But when have I been sure as now that no bitterness can bend and no sorrow wholly bow one who loves you to the end? And though I must give my breath and my laughter all to death, and my eyes through which joy came, and my heart a wavering flame, if all must leave me and go back along a blind and fearful track, so that you can make anew, fusing with intenser fire, something nearer your desire. If my soul must go alone through a cold infinity, or even if it vanish too, beauty, I have worshipped you. Let this single hour atone for the theft of all of me.